News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Greetings, welcome back to WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center's been our fabulous producer all morning, so nobody gets on the radio but through his console, so we appreciate that, and he's why the WKOK podcast page is populated with a lot of Sunrise interviews, if you'd like to look at those interviews. With us now in the studio, Sunbury City Council candidate Victoria Rosenkrantz here. She's just super active in the community on a wide range of things. Do you ever talk about the Santa cottage and who portrays Santa in the city of Sunbury? Is that something we discuss at all?
Sure, we can discuss that. Well, there's a lot of exciting things coming this year to Cameron Park with that. So
so you even get to portray Santa sometimes. You're not the real Santa.
I'm not the real Santa. Okay, I'm Santa's helper, as I tell the kids if they question that.
Did you start Informed Sunbury on Facebook?
I did start Stay Sunbury Informed. I did start that page, which is exciting and growing.
Right, and you do a lot of just these live features all over the place. Yeah. You and your wife have just made a name for yourself making sure that people are informed on things and going to things and doing stuff. Well, you're a Democratic Sunbury City Council candidate. There's five people who serve on Sunbury City Council, and some are seeking re-election, so you'll see their names on the ballot as well. You'll see Victoria Rosenkrantz. Of those five candidates who are running for the two open seats, you're the one that you are one of them, so you're out campaigning and so on. So tell us about your candidacy. Why running for city council and that kind of thing?
Well, as you said, I'm very involved in the community. This is my second time running, and I'm running because I love my city, and I sit on many committees and private organizations, civic organizations, and Sunbury has this momentum right now, and I want to be part of that. And one of the committees I sit on is Think Sunbury, which is a committee chaired by Jody Ocker, and under the umbrella of Sunbury Vitalization, and I really tie into their mission and vision. And we want Think Sunbury, we want to brand Sunbury. That's our goal, is to brand Sunbury, to really market Sunbury. We have a wonderful city, and it's time to really market Sunbury, to make it that place to come to, and that's where the Think Sunbury, we want people to think Sunbury for the arts. We want people to think Sunbury for music. So we're going to start seeing that branding out there. Think Sunbury with a light bulb. So you start seeing those logos popping around. That's what that's all about.
So that's that you tie yourself with that. What else?
Tell
our audience more about yourself, your occupation, and so on.
Well, I'm a nurse. I've been a home health nurse for 10 years with Aviana Healthcare. Prior to that, I was a dementia nurse at Nottingham Village. I have my own consulting business in Alzheimer's and dementia care. And I'm also I'm the president of Sunbury Rotary Club, my second time around as president. I also on the board of directors for the ARC Susquehanna Valley. CASA worker, which is a court-appointed special advocate for children.
CASA volunteer.
Volunteer, yes.
Should be, not
yes.
A worker.
Yeah, volunteer, yes. So, out in the courts advocating for those children who are involved with children and youth. So that's important work to do.
Holy smokes. You're a busy person.
Yeah.
You say you love your city. Tell me more about that. Elaborate on that. What is this about Sunbury? You see these glasses overflowing.
I do. And, that's what we're trying to do. My wife and I, like you mentioned, Stay Sunbury Informed. We are trying to raise the vibration, as Christine says, in the city. And we are having fun doing it. We're getting the citizens. We have great feedback. You know, growing up in Sunbury, I fell in love with the architecture. Even as a young child, I remember I went to Rohrbach School, and I would come out those front doors, and there was that prison, which to me, it was a castle. And that's one of the things I did years ago when that prison caught fire. The next morning, the commissioner said that was going to need to be raised because of the safety. And I said, we're not taking down our historic building. And so for 2 years with, other citizens, we worked with commissioners and the state preservation PA. And we saved that building thanks to Mark Wahlberg purchasing it. And I just love the beauty of our city. And, I do sit on the Old Town Committee. I live in the Old Town. My wife and I purchased a Victorian home in the historic district. So all of those things tie into why I'm running for council, because I love my city and I want to help preserve it and move it in the right direction.
All right. Now, you are going to be on Sunbury City Council. I always think of city councils just not being obsessed, but really a primary focus is budget and keeping
Correct.
Taxes low. So tell us about your view on the city's finances.
Yeah, right now there's lots of talk with that right now. Last Monday at City Council, the mayor had proposed raising the minimum wage or raising the wages of our city workers, which I'm about that. When I saw that press release came out, first thing I did is went in and met with the treasurer and said, you know, how does this work? And, you know, because once you raise those wage, you know, you've got to pay that. That's got to be there. You know, so right now, you know, we've heard and, you know, other candidates on and in the paper, you've heard of the stamp project, which was a strategic plan that was done. And, you know, one of the things in there was highlighted is the finances of Sunbury. And, you know, so we really need to be careful with that. I'm all about people getting that wage, but I think that's going to happen. And that was under the direction of Governor Wolf, who wants that minimum wage raised by 2024. So they're being proactive with that, which is great. But can we really make that jump all the way up there? The budget, being fiscally responsible, all of that. And so there's some things along with that stamp project. There's a model where they can plug in those numbers and really project out, are we going to have these funds in that 5 years? So I think that's important for them to really use that. You know, Kevin's been wonderful answering my questions. So right now they're getting ready to finalize that budget for next year.
We talked to Jeff Walter one time about the Shikellamy School Board, and he really sort of outlined 5 and 10 years out how, in many ways, the finances and expenses and revenues in the school district budget are unsustainable. Mm-hmm. You know, expenses are exceedingly high and growing, and revenues are flat and will go down. So is the city in the same straits with unsustainable finances?
Well, I think what we need to do is we need to look at ways that we can bring revenue and increase revenue in the city. You know, our police department is a big part of that budget, and I'm all about giving the police department what they need as far as training and equipment and all of that. So I think that's where we go back to that Think Sunbury, where we market Sunbury, and how do we raise revenue? We get people to move to Sunbury. We get, you know, purchasing homes, getting people on the tax rolls, getting the Sunbury Hospital, you know, what can, you know, get that building filled and, you know, get people, you know, businesses like, you know, I said we've had 27 businesses open during COVID in the city of Sunbury, which is just amazing. I've been out there. I've met with every one of them. I've almost done a video in every one of them. And we have 3 opening this week. So that is bringing, you know, people into our city coming in for those businesses. Cannot say enough about the wineries that surround us. You know, Tom Webb, Spyglass, and, you know, we've got that going on with the township there, but the city, you know, I support Tom Webb. And I think, you know, those are things that bring people into our valley, not just Sunbury, but Shamokin Dam, Danville, Lewisburg, because they're staying in those hotels, they're coming in, they're eating in our restaurants. So it's all about that, back to that Think Sunbury and marketing our city and getting people to come here.
And in the future, as a city council person, what will you do to support the city, help push the city forward? Explain some actions that will be necessary as a council member to keep this momentum going that you've described.
Well, I think one of the things that I'm advocating for is with the American Rescue Plan funding, Sunbury was awarded over $900,000. I would really like to see some of that money Councilman proposed giving some of the workers bonuses that have worked during COVID, and I agree with that. But I would like to see our businesses downtown. We have some facades that could be upgraded, maybe some painting, things like that. I'd like to see some grants for our businesses downtown, not matching grants, but just grants out of those dollars. You know, we spruce up our downtown. You know, working with those businesses, like I said, we're out there. I know Think Sunbury, you know, I've been meeting with business owners, and they want to start their own little, like, business group to help each other market. I think we need to, I'm very vested in the SWEET project, which is the Wetland and Educational Park there on 6th and Ray Street, which also will bring in public schools, nearby schools to come in and learn on the wetland. So, again, bringing that that tourism into our city, really looking at, I really want the citizens to, you know, get involved. And I'm hearing that, you know, people are saying, like, you know, we need to get neighborhood groups together. And we do have the Hill neighborhood, you know, you do have Cake Town. But some of these other areas of the city, I think the more we involve our residents in our city and empower them, they're going to take care of our city and keep it looking nice. So,
just a moment left. Mm-hmm. Define Sunbury. I go to Sunbury. I grew up in Sunbury, so mm-hmm. I have a certain vision for it, and I know there's some tougher spots and there's some thriving spots. So your definition of Sunbury?
Well, it is definitely a place where you can live, work, and play, and we have such a rich history, you know, with the Edison, with Fort Augusta. So, you know, really drawing on that, we have wonderful, we do have businesses that are vested and have give back so much to our community, and I just, it's just a great place. The river, the amphitheater, drawing on all of that, and really marketing our city as that destination place to be, and it can be that.
Right. A closing comment, anything to add? Maybe include in that where you can get more information.
Well, you can get more information. You can call me at 570-975-5951. Give me a call. I'll gladly talk with you about my vision or concerns or suggestions you have for the city. You can go out on Facebook. Rosencrans for City Council are the two places you can get me. I didn't do a web page or anything because I'd love that face-to-face and just talking to people. So I'd rather you just text or call me, and I would gladly meet with you.
Have you knocked on every door of a registered voter in the city?
Not every door, but I tell you what, I have a newfound respect for the postal workers because I've been doing door hangers, and yesterday I did the Hill section, and I tell you, my thighs are still burning this morning. So
yeah, you end up with rubber knees after you go door to door in the Hill. Well,
right.
Thank you so much, Victoria Rosencrans. Thank you.
Thank
and
you
good
for,
luck.
Thank you for having me.
Victoria Rosencrans, Democratic Sunbury City Council candidate, running for one of the open seats on Sunbury City Council.